It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now, I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana.
Last but not least, I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad.
Yes. 50th podcast episode, you know, shout out to Snoop Dogg. I want to thank me. You know, sometimes we need a clap for ourselves, and I'm clapping for myself right now as I record my 50th podcast episode. Wow. First of all, I'm not going to lie. I didn't know if I was going to get here, but I am here. That's what's most important. And this has been an amazing journey. Man, recording podcasts, 2 episodes per week over the last few months have been insane. I didn't think I could keep this type of schedule. I didn't think I could do anything as consistent because this is a different type of stretch. You have to allocate days to record the content. If you're interviewing people, you have to align schedules. You have to come up with topics. You got to come up with bullet points, what you're going to talk about. And interviewing people, not only do you got to align schedules, but you got to make sure that the interview is interesting. You got to make sure you ask good questions. You got to make sure you pull questions out. And then solo episodes, what's challenging about that is you're not interviewing anyone, right? It's just you and the mic and the video and the IG live, and you're talking into it. So this has been an incredible journey. And I'm super, super, you know, excited that I've been able to do 50 episodes. This has not been an easy feat, by no means necessary. And we've had a lot of episodes that we've covered. We interviewed a lot of great individuals. And, you know, I want to talk about some of my favorite episodes, just in case you want to go and listen to those episodes or reference that. But I also want to just talk about why I started this podcast specifically. And my biggest reason for starting it was what I was trying to do, because as I gained success and was building momentum, I started being in rooms where the conversations were really, really interesting. And what I was trying to do was share those conversations to the mass. Because the conversations I was having and the people in those rooms, these are extremely busy people. These are extremely successful people, or they failed at something and then achieved success again at a later date. And so these conversations were rare to really try to get the essence of what was being spoke about in that room and then bring it out into, you know, the world and bring it out into your ears and bring it out into your speakers. These were the type of conversations I was capturing. The reason why these conversations were interesting is because these individuals were talking about their failures. And that's where I believe you could learn the most from. Yeah, they achieve a level of success or a level of mastery in their craft, right? Yes, they're a high performer. But what I wanted to hear about was their failures. You know, what lessons did you learn from that? How did you use that for your next thing that you would do? That's what I wanted to learn most, right? That's what I wanted to learn most about these individuals. And so that's what I did. I would interview them. I would make sure that I was asking great questions. I would make sure I was asking questions that you all may have asked if you were on the call as well. And so over time, what happened with this podcast is I built it to really capture these conversations around imposter syndrome, really capture these conversations around what are the challenges and difficulties. These were the things that I was trying to capture. Right. These were the things that I was trying to capture. And that was for my reasoning for starting the podcast. Right. For starting the podcast, I wanted to capture these conversations. Now, it's been great because I've learned a lot myself. During the time when I launched the podcast, I was on this journey of I don't want to call it self-development, but a self-discovery or rediscovery. I kind of felt lost. A little bit. And every now and then I feel lost a lot because, you would think that from the outside looking in, I might have everything figured out, but let me tell you something, right? I do not have it figured out. And a lot of times I'm seeking answers. My mentor used to always tell me, you know, the one thing that I like about you, Abu, is that curiosity drives you. And it's going to take you a lot of places. It's going to take you in a lot of rooms because you're a curious person and you'll dive into it to try to figure out that curiosity. You'll start looking for answers, but most importantly, you ask a lot of questions. And so that's what I did. So selfishly, this podcast allowed me to ask those questions. It allowed me to talk to people I might not have been, you know, having conversations with before, and allowed me to dig into not only their mentality, but also the value that they could bring forth and give you along your journey as well. And so it's been extremely humbling to run this podcast. And at the time of this recording, this is literally my labor of love. This is the only thing that I do that I don't get paid to do it. Let me repeat that. This is the only thing I do that I do not get paid to do it. I don't get paid to do this podcast, right? Literally, this is my own money that I'm using to fund this podcast, to bring you these episodes, to bring you these guests, to bring you, you know, high quality video when I can, to bring you high quality audio. And I travel with my equipment. Everywhere that I'm at, I have my equipment with me because I just don't want to miss a story. I just don't want to miss a, you know, episode. I just don't want to miss a message that you need or someone that's listening is meant to receive in order to propel and push them forward. And so it's been really humbling. And so I want to thank myself first and foremost, right? Then I want to thank my mama. You know, I want to thank the man above or the woman above. You know, I want to, you know, thank you. I want to thank you, the audience, because seriously, you know, no jokes aside, I would not be doing this if it wasn't for you listening and you supporting and you DMing me, you calling me, you texting me, you tweeting at me, posting on your stories, and just saying how much of an impact this podcast, these episodes, my voice have been to you in your journey. Honestly, that's the only reason I do what I do anymore is about the impact, right? Am I still making an impact? If I believed I wasn't making an impact anymore, then I would not be doing this. Again, if I wasn't making an impact anymore, I would not be doing this. So I just want to thank you all for sticking with me giving me a chance, giving me an opportunity to really share stories, right? To really share stories. Some of y'all, I've shared your story, right? Some of y'all, I'm going to share your story, right? And so again, I really want to thank that. So as we move forward, there's going to be a lot of changes coming with the podcast. Some of the things I want to do are incorporate more video in a podcast. So I've been, you know, really focusing the rest of this year on creating, building up the YouTube channel, turning those into episodes on the podcast, giving you a visual. And there's already some episodes recorded on the YouTube. So make sure you go to the show notes and you go check out our YouTube and you subscribe to that as well. I'm going to be traveling to a few cities that I'm going to set up shop there, and I'm going to interview people that are in those cities on video and tell their stories as well. So these are things that I'm working on. Again, these are things that I'm working on that I'm going to bring out to you all. Another thing I'm working on is, you know, creating more partnerships. I've had a lot of students who've had success. For those of you guys who don't know, I run a marketing intensive called the Power Your Launch Marketing Accelerator. I've had a lot of students that have had success. So I'm just creating more partnerships, getting more students enrolled. My goal is to get 100,000 students enrolled. And the way I'm going to do that is through running advertisements. The way I'm going to do that is through partnerships. The way I'm going to do that is, you know, reaching out to other accelerator ventures, and letting them know, hey, you know, one thing your entrepreneur is missing is kind of understanding this digital marketing, paid advertisement stuff to really accelerate their business. And so that's what I'm focused on as I move forward in the year, and a bunch of other things too. But again, I just am so excited you've given me the opportunity to, you know, and I would not literally have done it without you all pushing me and listening to these episodes and sharing these episodes. And that's all I really ask, right? The best way you can support me and any other business owner is just share. Share your favorite episode. Share it to someone, right? Repost it. Tweet about it. Talk about it, you know? And I think that's the biggest thing, and how you can help us most, right, is by sharing the episodes, right? Share the episodes. It really does mean a lot. It means a lot to us. It means a lot to me as well. And so let's talk about some of my favorite episodes, right? Let's talk about some of my favorite episodes and maybe the takeaways that I got from that episode. So we have to, you know, we kicked off with, you know, Emily De La Cruz. She was the first official episode that I interviewed someone, and a really popular episode. Emily did an amazing job. And the reason why Emily was my first guest that I brought on, because I wanted to make sure people felt like their best self, and that they felt like themselves when they were recording these episodes. And Emily set the tone, because if you go back to episode number 2, Building Marketing Teams with Emily De La Cruz, you'll definitely see that she is herself. She's herself at all times. And we had a really great time recording that episode. And she talks about, and she's an entrepreneur, author, speaker, and right now she's running a consultancy accelerator called One Day CMO, where she trains people how to, you know, be better at their marketing tactics and strategy and hiring the right marketing team. And that's what we really talked about, is when do you know it's time to build your marketing team? How do you build your marketing team? Why is that important? And here are the steps to accomplish that. Talked about her journey and her story from, you know, the background she came from, how, you know, her grandma, the pivotal parts that she played in her life through education, and also just through wanting to better her life and also set a good foundation as well. So that was one of my, again, favorite episodes because of the energy, and it was my first very episode. So thank you so much, Emily De La Cruz. Make sure y'all go check that out. And as we climbed on, right, to the different episodes, right after that, we had Danielle Holmes. Danielle is a really good friend as well. And she was able to make $500,000 in 10 minutes. So that's $500,000 in 10 minutes. And how she did that, the tactics that she used, the scarcity and how she drove that, and how she did that literally in 10 minutes. So one of the things that stuck out from that episode is that she talked about she was at dinner when she started this 10-minute sale. And she was literally, she didn't know what it would turn out to be. And she's at dinner responding to doing customer service because something broke. Something that was on the website wasn't working. So here she was at dinner on her phone with her family, I might add, and she's trying to be customer service. And for the next few days, she had so much anxiety and stress because there was so much that was happening, and she had to go back and email people and get the payment because it didn't go through the first time. And you know how scary that is, right? Because sometimes people may not want to pay again, or they may think they've already paid. And so it was really great talking to Danielle. And I actually, this was a video interview, and I was in her home, and we were just, you know, having a really good time. So that's another really great story about how to manage success, right? You've had your highest grossing day. Like, what does that come with? And what does that actually look like? And then we talked a little bit about venture capital versus bootstrapping. And I know many of you are entrepreneurs that are bootstrapping. Some of you are going out to raise funds. So that was a really good episode that you should check out with Jaysa. And you should really check that out because she's the head of partnership at a venture capital firm. And she literally lays out what you need to do in order to approach to get funding. Some of the questions that you need to have answered already. So I love that episode because she's sort of fast forwarding, hey, if you ever want to raise funds, here's what you need to do. And here's the difference between that and bootstrapping. And then we get into Renee Bull, Leap of Faith, Building an Agency and Finding Balance. And I love this episode with Renee because she really talks about her hard times. You know, her hard times when she left a corporate and she had to figure everything out, right? She had to figure everything out because she didn't know what she was going to do. She went to go to live in Hawaii with her brother who was in the military and just living there, trying to figure it out. Like, what am I going to do with my life? And I really love her story because it's really about resiliency. How do you stay resilient through the down times, right? When no one's checking for you, right? When you're not posting on Instagram about your wins, how do you stay resilient through those times? And I could go on and on. All these episodes are so good. I'm just scrolling. I had an episode with Rocky Collins who talks about building a six-figure beauty brand. I was actually just with him this past weekend, and he just bought a bigger office space. And so he's just talking about, you know, hey, one of my products makes over 80% of my revenue right now, and I'm going to keep scaling it. So he's doing really well. We have Maya. Maya talks about building a $3 million business. And so I'm so proud of her and all her hard work. And she creates really great Twitter threads giving you the behind the scenes of where she started to where she is today. We had Trade and Travel with Terry. And Terry talks about how to make $1,000 a day in the stocks, trading and creating the life you want. And I really enjoyed that episode because I actually took Terry's program, and this is what my long-term goal is to be a full-time day trader. Talked about the five things I learned from my mentor, which was a good episode. We talked about government contracting and how to position yourself for opportunity with Savitra Wilson. And Savitra, oh my God, listen, go Google her. Episode number 10, Google her and just see all the amazing things that she's doing. I actually recently just had lunch with her in Chicago, and I'm like, wow, like, wait, you're doing that too? She's just like one of the biggest bosses that I've been fortunate enough to meet. Like how she makes time for her friends and, you know, to have lunch with me. I still don't know how because she's running a multi-million dollar empire. And again, that's someone you should definitely Google, keep on your radar because she's already featured everywhere in the Forbes and the Inc. and, you know, any article you could think of. So that's someone to really, you say, hey, I know her because she appeared on a Boost podcast, a Power Day podcast. We had a mixture of different topics we talked about from, you know, paid versus organic ads. We had Mandy Bowman, the next Amazon here, and she was talking about her business, the Official Black Wall Street. We had Chelsea Scott, who talked about faith, family, and fitness and how she's incorporating that. And she actually recently has done an activation, an in-person event out in Mexico, which was highly successful. So she's getting geared up to launch more activations throughout the year. So make sure you go follow Chelsea Scott. She's at chelsea.scott. We had Lenora Addison how to overcome adversity, lost, and how she built her beauty brand. We talked about how to position your content on social media, all organic strategy and talk. We had Katana Payne on here. We talked about Facebook ads. We had Jabril, the one and only Jabril. Jabril, thank you so much for making time to be on the podcast. He travels all over the world, and he had made time to fly into Miami, and he recorded this podcast. That video is up on YouTube. And Jabril is an OG in the game. He started from selling on eBay to now running a few multi-million-dollar companies. It's just amazing to see what he's done and what he continues to do. We had Adeola here, who talked about her company, Avant-Garde Network, which is about cultivating opportunities. She has an in-person event coming up soon, I think, at Columbia University. So I could go on and on and on. We had Terry Lomax, who talked about sharing your story and the importance of it. We had Jessica Bull, who was we recorded an episode around law, right? Business structure, intellectual property, and trademarks. And again, I could go on. We had Kiara, the Charm City Buyer, talk about real estate, and Kiara and Khalil. And so it was just great. It was great. We had a lot of different people show love to the podcast, and I'm super appreciative of it. Make sure you scroll back. You find the episodes that I talked about. You find and look at the episode title, because it's really, really good things that we're talking about. And then you leave us a review. For those of us that have already left us a review, thank you so much. I am so grateful for the reviews. For those of you that didn't yet, please leave us a review. It means the world to me. And also, make sure you check the show notes, because now, if you go to thepoweryourlaunch.com/pod, again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod, and look at the show notes, you should see something where you could ask questions. You could ask questions to me. You could submit a question, and I will take it and answer it during one of the episodes. And so, again, I'm super appreciative of you all showing up for me, of you all being there for me, of you all listening and sharing. That means the world to me. And I hope that you continue to listen and share. And I'm super excited about the next 50 episodes, right? I'm super excited about the next 50, but we got the 50. We got 50 more to go. And, I'm excited about this. I really am. And so I want to thank you all for listening. I want to thank you all for leaving a review. I want to thank you all for showing up for yourselves too, and building this community around this podcast. I can't believe we've done 50 episodes. Honestly, I can't believe that we've done 50 episodes, releasing 2 episodes a week over the last few months. That's a lot of content. That's a lot of content. And I'm just thinking about the next 50, and I'm just like, wow, that's a lot of content. And so we'll see what it looks like doing these next 50. But thank you so much for hanging out with me, and I will see you all during the next episode. All right, you all take care now. Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up, and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.